believe that wind's beginning to die down.
Yeah,
a little
dying
bit.
Down a little.
Well, what about if a little boy who's in school has been if the teacher, you know, is getting on him, he might say, "Well, why is she blaming me?
What now?"
You know, if the teacher is scolding a little boy in school, he might say, "Well, why is she blaming me? I
ain't done nothing." Right. It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Well, what about if somebody accidentally breaks your rake, you know, stepped on it when it was out in the yard? You might say, "Well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Didn't like it that way anyway, or something like that way."
Or what about if a little child was crying and you ask him why he was crying? He might say, "Well, my friend was eating some candy and he didn't give me."
"Well, that's all right. We buy you some these days."
Okay. What do you call these things that are, you know, these trenches that are cut out by a plow when you plow, and you call those the...
A fur.
Those the fur.
Yeah, fur. But I always call them.
And if you have a real good yield, you'd say that you raised a big
crop this year. I had a good crop this year. I had a big crop. Made a good crop.
What if you had just cut some hay off the field or something like that, and it comes up a second time? What do you call that?
Second crop.
That's the second crop.
I've got second crop over that this year.
And what if something comes up in your field that you didn't plant? You call that a...
Well, I call it foulness. Call it foulness.
Have you ever heard people call it a volunteer or something like
that? Well, I see what you mean now. If you have something come up like you plant in your field, well, you call it volunteer. Like you're talking about a weed and stuff.
Well, what do you call that grain that you feed horses?
That what?
That you feed horses.
The
grain that you feed horses?
Oh. Well, you feed them corn and oats. Mm-hmm. Corn, oats. Well, that's about all I ever fed them, corn, oats.
What do you say you have to do to those, you know, to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Yeah. Now.
You know, what do you say you have to do to the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you'd say you have to maybe separate it or have it cleaned or whatnot.
Maybe thrash it or...
Yeah.
Well, what about if... Let's say comparing how tall you are to somebody else, you might say, "Well, he's not as tall as..."
He ain't tall as I am. He ain't tall as I am.
Or the other way around, you might say, "Well, I'm not as tall as..."
"Tall as he is. I ain't tall as he is."
Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say that he can do it better and...
Better than I can.
Well, what about if you'd come up to somebody's house and they were expecting you and you knocked on the door and they say, "Well, who's that?" You might just say, "Well, it's just
your old buddy or something like that."
Or if you knew that they could recognize your voice, you might just say, "Oh, it's just..."
Yeah, it's just old.